Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. And for those that will be listening later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, August 3rd, 2024. This is our lesson 440 entitled, The Lord is Risen. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. Dear ones, and we have a new chapter as well in a tiny section of our story. We are going to hear the hymn, Just As I Am, is number 314 for the children and also for the parent. And I hope that they can be able to learn this one as well. I will pass it to our dear brother Dave.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, poor, wretched, and blind, sight rich as healing of the mind, yea, all I need in thee I find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love I own, has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask the little ones to have open prayer for their section of their story. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. In the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name I pray. Oh, and please protect everybody that's in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. And they can come back to the Sabbath. The people who are sick that usually come in the Sabbath can get better and come back in the Sabbath. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's story time, little ones. So let's have a listening ear, and our dear brother will share a new chapter in a storybook entitled Before Pilate.
Thank you, Sarisha. Now you're in charge of letting people in while I read. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 18, Luke 23, and Matthew 22 and 27. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, that they might not eat the Passover. Did they ever realize what they were doing? Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying he himself is Christ the King. They said unto him, Caesar's. Then said he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest, which in that language in that time is the same as yes. After Christ had been condemned by the judges of the Sanhedrin, bunch of wicked men, he was taken at once to Pilate, the Roman governor, to have the sentence confirmed and executed. They wanted him dead, but because they were a captive people, they could not legally kill anyone. So they went to the governor, who was a Roman, and wanted him to give a death sentence. The Jewish priests and rulers could not themselves enter the judgment hall of Pilate. By the ceremonial law of their nation, they would become defiled by doing so, and thus be debarred or unable to take part in the feast of the Passover. In their blindness, they did not see that Christ was the real Passover lamb. And that since they had rejected him, this great feast had for them lost its meaning. Pilate beheld Jesus and saw a man of noble countenance and dignified bearing. No trace of crime was to be seen in his face. Pilate turned to the priests and asked, What accusation do you bring ye against this man? John 18:29. His accusers did not wish to state particulars, so they were not prepared for this question. They thought Pilate would just say, okay, here's the death sentence, sign it off. They knew that they could bring no truthful evidence on which the Roman governor could condemn him. So the priests called the false witnesses to their aid, and they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. Luke 23:2. This was false, for Christ had plainly sanctioned the payment of tribute to Caesar. He had said, Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Then when the lawyers had tried to entrap him in regard to this very matter, they said, Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, Matthew 22:21. Pilate was not deceived by the testimony of the false witnesses. He turned to the Savior and asked, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, Thou sayest it. Matthew 27:11. And this was taken from the story of Jesus, pages 123 to 125.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will review part one of our new chapter entitled Before Pilate in our tiny talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place August 10, 2024. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. It is time for our tiny talks and parents to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature in our topic, Mammals of the Bible. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
The question is, what here's today's lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from John chapter 10, from verses 6 to 14. And the title of the topic is The Good Shepherd. And next to the title says in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow. And on the right, we see all the pictures of all the things the shepherd does to protect his flock from predators like wolves or thieves. It says below, oh, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out. By pasture, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, see the wolf coming and leadeth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Today's lesson is lesson four, caring for sheep, part one. And the memory verse of the whole lesson is Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou with thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. The character quality of the story is care versus indifference. Again, care is to have an interest and concern about another person, as Christ cares about me, or in this case, all of us. Nature, caring for sheep, part one. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. The sheep need a shepherd. In Bible times, the youngest capable boy in the family usually became the shepherd of the sheep. As he grew, he would then help father with the farming, and the next youngest would become the shepherd. So usually all sons of the family had a turn being a shepherd. 1 Samuel 15:11. I bet the paragraph from 5 say about David, if he was caring for his flock before he became the king of Israel. And who knows, maybe all of his brothers were shepherds themselves before he was even born. And continuing, the shepherd wore a simple tunic that was girded around his body by a leather girdle or belt, and an outer garment to protect him from rain and coolness. The shepherd carried a bag called a scrip. It was made of dried skin and was a place to carry his lunch of bread, cheese, dried fruit, grapes, and olives. David carried 5 smooth stones in his scrip when meeting Goliath. You can find the story in 1 Samuel 17:40. The shepherd carried a rod about 5 to 6 feet, or 1.5 to 1.8 meters. It was made of oak and had a knob on the end of it. It was helpful for protection against wild animals, as described in 1 Samuel 17:34-36. The scepter of kings of long ago has origin in the shepherd's rod. Kings are made to be the shepherds of their people. So the scepter, or rod, became a symbol of protection, power, and authority. The rod, or staff, often had a bench or a hook end. Beneath it is the shepherd passed one by one when the shepherd was counting them. The shepherd's crook, or staff, was also used to restrain the sheep from wandering. It could be used to hook them out of holes if they had fallen into. It was also used to correct them when they were disobedient. This reminds us that God must care for us, or he would not think it worthwhile to correct us. The shepherd's sling was two strings of leather, made from either sinew or rope, attached to a large piece of leather to hold a stone. It was swung around on the head several times and let go by laying loose one of the strings. The sling was helpful to the shepherd against wild animals and robbers and in directing sheep. A stone could be dropped just behind the straying sheep to bring it back, as described in 1 Samuel 17:40-47. God often cares for us by giving us reminders in his word to help us not stray from it. The shepherd often carries a flute or harp to play upon while tending the sheep. Here in the remind, are things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your luck. Two, when using a broom to sweep down cobwebs, think of a shepherd's staff. When packing a lunch for father or mother, even, or any other person who's watching over you, be reminded of the shepherd's script. While ironing, washing, or dressing, remember the shepherd's quote. Hear and reinforce are activities you can do to help you remember a lesson. One, look for sheep, use an encyclopedia or guidebook to discover the breed. If there are none in your area, you can free to look at all the kinds of them and over the net. Two, make a sling, then carefully practice using it. If you don't have the materials, you're free to find them or use whatever you can to make your. Three, find a stick about 5 to 6 feet or 1.5 to 1.8 meters long to use for a shepherd's staff. Four, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quiz. Five, say a memory verse. Remarkable parent food. Now, while probation lingers, it does not become one to pronounce sentence upon others and to look to himself as a model. Christ is our model. Imitate him. Plant your feet in his steps. You may professedly believe every point of present truth, but unless you practice these truths, it will avail you nothing. We are not to condemn others. This is not our work, but we should love one another and pray for one another. When we see one err from the truth, then we may weep over him as Christ looked over Jerusalem. Let us see what our Heavenly Father in his word says about the earth. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. If any of you do err from the truth or one converted, let him know. That he which converted the sinner from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. What a great missionary work is this. How much more of Christ-like than for poor, fallible mortals to be ever accused and condemning those who do not exactly meet their model. Let us remember that Jesus knows us individually and is touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He knows the wants of each of his creatures and reads the hidden and spoken grief of every heart. One of the little ones for whom he died is injured. He sees it and calls the offender to account. He is the good shepherd. He cares for his feeble, sickly, wandering sheep. deep. He knows them all by name. The distress of every sheep and every lamb of his flock touches his heart of sympathizing love and the cry for aid reaches his ear. One of the greatest sins of the shepherds in Israel is thus pointed out by the prophet. The disease had he not strengthened, neither had he healed and that which was sick, neither had he brought again that which was driven away, neither have he sought that which was lost, but with force and cruelty have he ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search for or seek after them. Good Testimonies, pages 345-346. Let's share your nature walk experience, Dylan. Let's use our listening ears for a moment. Over here, our dear sister Joan and Thessaloniki's family are sharing their nature experience. In these two pictures, we see pictures of dragon breath and wild sweet peas in their yard. And below says, God is love in the sea. Next is our we're continuing with our dear sister's amazing sunset experience. We see these three pictures of a sunset by a beach. So we see the sun. And staying in the bottom right picture, out of sight, behind those clouds. We continue with the weaving of its shadowing. We still see a glimpse of the sun of light behind and those clouds, so still over the shore. We'll end with the settler's coast scenery and baby goes sitting or standing in the road. On the right, we see, one more picture of the beach, each by houses, a few trees. And on the right, we see two udos walking on the road. Next is our dear sister Grace, if she shared her am with the name. In these two pictures, we see a buck walking along a brook and a riverbed filled with pebbles. And in the middle pictures, we see a rabbit, and on the three bottom pictures, we see pictures of a red squirrel. Sister Grace, would you like to share experience from these photos?
Sure. Blessed Sabbath to everyone. This is just on my walk in the park. I think I'm very blessed to get these beautiful pictures from God's creatures. I was very surprised with the buck, and he stood there and then just looked at me. I was quite away from where he was. But he just really, was almost as if he was looking at the camera. And, the squirrels, another place where I go and sit down, I don't know if they are accustomed of someone feeding them, but they come right up and they look like they were ready for taking pictures. So I just did. And the rabbit, that's also on my walk in the park. I see these beautiful creatures. So yeah. Today though, that, what looks like a dry bed, when I passed there today, it was a rippling torrent. You would not believe it's the same. Yeah. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. Oh, continuing. Sorry. So yeah, this is, out by the lake. And this is just one scenery that I was just captivated by. And we have the little bird, I forgot what they're called. But they're frequent out there. There's a whole lot of them out there. And so, yeah.
Seagull.
Yeah, thank you, seagull. I didn't take a close up of the one over there because he was looking like he was eating that fish. It's a fish out on the beach. And I said, okay, I'm not going to go close up on that. But yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Next we have our one with our dear sister Sharicia's vegetable garden experience. And on the right picture we see on the left picture we see the behind these leaves, he sees there a bitter melon. And on the right we see a whole bowl of vegetables. Well, still the right bitter melon to the left, and also cucumbers and two red bell peppers and one green bell pepper. Sister Stacy, would you and the girls like to share your experience from these pictures?
Thank you, Josh. Sabbath blessings, everyone. As Josh mentioned, on the left you see the picture of the ripe bitter melon. I've always seen them kind of green. Never seen them take on this form to be ripe. And then the cucumbers and the bell peppers, as Joshi. The red peppers, they grow very small, but they are plenty. And then the green peppers, they are not grown so as plenty as the small red peppers. They're bigger. What I've done, I did some jarring with some of the cucumbers since we had quite a few. And so I put some of them to kind of be pickled recently. So that's just the little blessings from my little garden by God. The big blessings from my little garden by God's grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren, for all the beautiful pictures and all the scenery. And remember, little ones, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. We have a new hymn, dear ones, of a new chapter. This hymn is entitled Jesus Saved, and you can find it in the hymn book 340. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. We have heard a joyful sound, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Bear the news to every land, climb the steep and cross the wave. Onward till the Lord's command, Jesus saved, Jesus saved.
Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Tow to sinners far and wide, Jesus saved, Jesus saved. Sing above ecstasies, echo back the ocean caves, heart shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph for its home, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. If anyone of the elder sibling, mommy, so daddy, so even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings. Thank you, God, for waking us up. Thank you for the Sabbath day, this holy 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. And the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that's here and people that's not here, but they can come back to this holy Sabbath. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 1 from the King James Version, and it reads, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Marys to see the sepulchre. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and all our guests, we will begin our new lesson entitled The Lord is Risen in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family members will be able to share one of the verses, may you unmute your mic.
Matthew 28, verse 2, King James Version. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came to rock and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Matthew chapter 28, verse 3, King James Version. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment bright as snow, and his Matthew chapter 28 verse 4, King James Version. And for the fear of, and for fear of him, the keepers didn't shake and became as dead men. John chapter 11 verse 25, King James Version. Jesus said unto her, I am the
resurrection
and the life. He that believeth in me through the word that yet shall though he were dead, yet shall he live.
And read this last one, please, so that you can share with others.
Hebrews 12, verse 26, King James Version. Whose voice then shook the earth, but how he now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, and I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Good job. Now we bubble down to share with others.
Isaiah 24:20. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall, and not rise again.
Isaiah 34:4. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off from the vine. And as a falling from the fig tree.
Continuing, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Joel chapter 3, verse 16, King James Version. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 779 to 780. Welcome to all the precious family. Dear ones, this chapter is going to be pretty meaty. I pray by God's grace that you may sit with your children, that they may be able to come a little bit to understand this precious lesson of this chapter 80. We are in the Desired Ages, page 779. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 779. The night of the first day of the week had worn slowly away. The darkest hour just before daybreak had come. Christ was still a prisoner in his narrow tomb. The great stone was in its place. The Roman seal was unbroken. The Roman guards were keeping their watch, and there were unseen watchers. Next slide, please. Continuing. Hosts of evil angels were gathered about the place. Had it been possible, the Prince of Darkness with his apostate army would have kept forever sealed the tomb that held the Son of God. But a heavenly host surrounded the sepulchre. Angels that excel in strength were guarding the tomb and waiting to welcome the Prince of Life. Desire of Ages, page 779, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 13, King James. And this is taken from Free Scripture Songs, Hebrew Christian Fellowship, entitled, Greater Love Has No Man Than This, Memory Verse.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love hath no man. Greater love hath no man.
We are still in our page 779. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Star of Ages, page 779. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, clothed with a panoply of God. This angel left the heavenly courts. The bright beams of God's glory went before him and illuminated his pathway. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Desire of Ages, page 779, paragraph 2.
The Desire of Ages, page
779.
Now, priests and rulers were is where is the power of your God. Brave soldiers that have never been afraid of human power are now as captives taken without sword the or spear. The face they look upon is not the face of mortal warrior. It is the face of the mightiest of the Lord hosts. This messenger is he who fills the post position from which Satan fell. Next slide, please. Continuing, it is he who on the heels of Bethlehem proclaimed Christ's birth. The earth trembles at his approach. The host of darkness flee. And as he rolls away, the stone heaven seems to come down to the earth. The soldiers see him removing the stone as he with a pebble. And hear him cry, Son of God came forth. Next slide, please. Come forth. Next slide, please.
The Desire of Ages, page 779, continuing. Thy Father calls thee. They see Jesus come forth from the grave and hear him proclaim over the rest of the culture, I am the resurrection and the life. As he comes forth in majesty and glory, the angel hosts bow low in adoration before the Redeemer and welcomes him with songs of praise. Desire of Ages, page 779, paragraph 3. I am the resurrection and he says on the top left, I am the resurrection and the life.
I apologize, dear brother. My hand was still on the button. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, King James margin. It is taken from scripture singer song in the section God's Love of the Memory Verse CD. In page 780, who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones?
Continuing the reading. An earthquake marked the hour when Christ laid down his life, and another earthquake witnessed the moment when he took it up in triumph. He who had vanquished death and the grave came forth from the tomb with the threat of a conqueror. Amid the reeling of the earth, the flashing lightning, and the roaring of thunder, when he shall come to the earth again, he will shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Next slide, please. Continuing. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. The heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 20. Chapter 34, verse 4. 2 Peter verse 3, chapter 3, verse 10. Joel chapter 3, verse 16. The Desire of Ages, page 780, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages. Go ahead. Go ahead.
At the death of Jesus, the soldiers had beheld the earth wrapped in darkness in midday. But at the resurrection, they saw the brightness of the angels illuminate the night and heard the inhabitants of heaven singing with great joy and triumph. Thou hast vanquished Satan and the powers of darkness. Thou hast swallowed up death in victory. Desire of Ages, page 780, paragraph 2. The slide says, Jesus conquered death for us. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Corinthians, I don't know if it's 1st or 2nd Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 56 through 57, King James Version.
Sorry, dear ones, that was 1 Corinthians, and we are going to have the scripture song as well. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 15 through 17, from the King James with margin. This was taken from the Holy Scripture as a memory verse, and we will sing it in a cappella. Oh, death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, dear Savior. So, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We are going to reserve the question as we get together next Sabbath for our review section. And also, I will be correcting the scripture by putting the first part of it. I apologize. So, next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, The Lord is Risen. Please have any questions that you would like to ask, be sent, just in case you needed any research. Thursday, it will be the last day to be able to do so. Otherwise, you can be able to hold it till we meet again. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the lessons that you have given us and given us the understanding and the blessing to listen and to hear. We continue to be appreciative to see the path that you, how you have taken up our sins, the sins that was ours. Father Jesus, we thank you so much. We thank you for all the little ones and their participation, and we thank you, continue to bless them in their reading. They're doing so beautifully. Be with their parents as well, Father Jesus. Be with anyone that is sick or feeling any kind of discomfort today. May you put your healing hands upon them. Continue with us as we go into the next section of the study. Continue to bless us, Lord Jesus. Continue to keep our mind on you. Be with the speaker as he deliver the message. Bless and keep him, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to continue with our chapter 81, entitled The Lord is Risen. This will take place August 10, 2024. And leaving the scripture and also a quote from the Great Controversy, page 477, paragraph 2. The scripture is from Romans 8:1, and it reads, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." In our quote, while the Christian life will be characterized by humility, it should not be marked with sadness and self-depreciation. It is the privilege of everyone to so live that God will approve and bless them. It is not the will of our Heavenly Father that we should be ever under condemnation and darkness. There is no evidence of true humility in going with the head bowed down and the heart filled with thoughts of self. We may go to Jesus and be cleansed and stand before the Lord without shame and remorse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, and God bless everyone.